is not at all full yet. I'm trying to think of what I can do or say to fill up the tape so I can send it to you this week as opposed to sending it to you next week, because I don't know anything particularly exciting is going to happen next week. But I wanted to tell you about my number line. So I made these three number lines. They only go from like negative 21 to positive 21 because I didn't have that much paper. And, you know, I was making it all by hand with, like, the edge of my cutting board as my ruler and a box of something as, like, my little marker so that my things were evenly spaced, my numbers were evenly spaced. So I made up the number line, and then I realized that the kids haven't really seen a number line. I have no clue what to do with it. So I had to make little signs for positive and negative. And we've been doing this thing with the blue and the white and the pink cards. Jackie's laughing at me because I'm chatting at this while she's preparing to bucket bait first. So this thing with the pink and the blue cards, where the pink cards are basically a positive one and the blue cards are a negative one. So I made up a sign that said positive and negative. And then I put a little plus sign with the pink cards and a little minus sign with the blue cards. And it's fabulous. It's so cute. And it's the only decoration in the entire room, for all three rooms, except for like this black and white map of like Namibia's biodiversity zones, like this eco zones. It's a really lame map. Particularly if you can't understand English and read about them. So it's really cool. And then the number line, like the kids are not really starting to have a concept of it, but I'm starting to see where they could possibly have a concept of it. and that's success. That's success in my world. Okay, so now I'm back home. Obviously, I didn't get this tape mailed out today. Just too busy. Oh, so many things to do. Oh, that's my namblish there creeping in. Oh, so many things to do. But I had a really nice evening. Well, I had a really nice day. You know, I hung out with Jackie in the morning, and then we all went to Oshakati, and I bought all this fabulous food. The stores in Oshakati, like, it had plums and oranges and bananas and good green peppers and good tomatoes and mushrooms and good onions and all kinds of bread and just cheeses and it's fat-free milk. It's a fabulous place. A wide array of juices. It's astounding. It's really good food. I'm very excited. And shrimp! I have a shrimp! I have shrimp in my refrigerator. I'm going to make shrimp tomorrow. They're not deveined, but they are peeled. And the instructions don't say anything about deveining them, so I'm just going to decide that that's a silly American notion. I don't really need to devein them. So we bought all this good food, and then we met up with some other people. So there was like five of us, PCVs, at the outside of the Pick and Pay in Oshakati, and that someone's like, oh, we should get ice cream. So somebody ran back inside and bought a gallon of ice cream and some plastic spoons. And we stood there. I mean, we're freaks as it is, particularly when we gather in large numbers. Particularly when we stand in the middle of a crowded shopping plaza ravaging this ice cream with a bunch of plastic spoons and like oohing and aahing over how good it is, when really it's not that good ice cream, but it was just that it's, you know, as Scott said, it is cold and it's in my mouth. Like, that was our excitement. And then we all went down, we went and got some fast food chicken, which was really, really good, and then we went to Ondangwa and met up with the kids that were hanging out there in Ondangwa and hung out with them for a while, and then I got a ride home, and I was a little nervous that I was too late to get a ride, but I wasn't at all, and it was the guy that I know, so I got in his car. He, like, runs regular shifts back and forth, so if I see him, I know I'm golden. I can get in his car, and he'll take me to Onakai. Then my friend Toini was there, so I sat down and chatted with her and chatted with some other folks, and all these different women kind of came up and hung out with me, and there was this old man talking to me a lot in Oshiwambo, really, really fast, and really, like, the old people, it's very difficult to understand, so I didn't really understand what he was saying at all, but Toini kept saying A, which means yes. So I just kept saying A, which, you know, yes, to whatever it was he was saying to me. But then somebody came over and they're like, "Oh, Kakunde is over there. Kakunde is Shituna's brother, so he's like my host brother, but he's a little bit older than me. He's like maybe 30." So I was like, "Oh, Kakunde's home. Oh, I'll go see him." So I went over there, and there was Shituna too. I guess they both came home yesterday after I left for school. So I'm like, yes, I sat and chatted with them, and like there's a lot of kind of crazy people at the gravel road cuckoo shops where we were, and like they call them 10-1. I guess that's the Oshiwambo phrase for it. They say, oh yeah, he's 10-1, which I think is, you know, basically a few cards short of a full deck. But they don't really have cards or decks here, so it's just 10-1. That's the translation anyways. But yeah, so this crazy guy was talking to me forever. Like, he refuses to talk to me in Oshiwambo. He just talks to me in Afrikaans, and occasionally this really, really deep Oshindonga that I can't understand anyway, so it doesn't really matter. But he was talking to me and holding my hand and doing this and that. Like, I was just laughing, and everyone's laughing at me, and we're all laughing and having a good time. Crazy Oshilumbu. That's me, Oshilumbu, white person, with the crazy, crazy person. And then they finally, I think he's another brother of Shituna, Lisi. He doesn't live with us or anything. I think he's a brother. Or maybe he's a cousin. Who knows? It all means brother. He's like, "Oh, Laura, sit here." So I sat down, and kind of the crazy guy was a little bit distracted. Although they kept, like, shooing him away and throwing things at him. It was really weird. But yeah, so I sat and talked and chatted and then sat in silence while they all talked and talked and talked and talked and talked and talked in Oshindonga, and I couldn't really understand anything at all. So, like, lately people have been telling me a lot about how good I am, and I can see my progress in Oshindonga. Like, I can see where I'm learning things, and things are getting much more clear, and I kind of feel like, all right, you know, I'm getting some good, I'm getting a grasp of things. Like, one of the women over at Toyni's Kuga Shop, she asked me if I was going to church, and I said I was, and then she said that I should pray for her because she's not going to church. And they're like, "Did you understand it?" I was like, "Yeah." They're like, "What did she say?" And I repeated it back correctly in English. And they were like, oh, you know how to speak. But yeah, I really don't at all. I spent like 2 hours just sitting there kind of watching them talk, listening to the words, not knowing what any of it means, not finding any structure. Like, sometimes I could tell when they were amazed. Like, they'd be like, oh, Karunga Kanje, oh, Karunga Kanje, which means my God, oh my God. But that was basically the only clue I had to what was going on in the conversation. But it was fine. And then I came home, and I got a ride home. Kakunde apparently now has this car, an Oshikoro Koro, which is called a Koro Koro because that's the sound the car makes, Koro 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 Koro. It's like a junk heap type of car. It's a pickup truck. You can't open the doors from the inside. You have to reach your arm out the window and pull on the handle, because there's no handles inside the car. And you also have to push it to start it. So, like, the mosquitoes here aren't too bad, unless you're out, like, walking through the long grasses at that desk time. But normally I'm inside by then and, you know, doing my things, and I don't go out to the outhouse during that, like, special key time, when there's lots of mosquitoes in the grasses. Except for today, when I was out with the whole entire rest of my household pushing Kakunde's Oshikoro Koro so that it would start. Like, we pushed it for, like, 20 minutes, pushed it forward, pushed it back, pushed it forward, pushed it back. Nothing worked. Finally it started, and then Kakunde and Shituna went back to where they're staying. They're staying kind of close to each other. And then, you know, I was hanging out with my family and Pandu, who I love more and more dearly each day. He calls me Laura Guanje, Laura Guanje, which means my Laura, my Laura. And he's climbing on me, and, you know, I showered. It was and the moon is bright enough that I could shower in the dark. Now, after we've gotten this Oshikoro Koro started, I could shower in the dark, which is fabulous. So I feel all clean and refreshed, except for Pandu got me kind of sandy because he was climbing all over me. But he was like, he was giving me all these full body hugs. It was just awesome, like looking at me and laughing in delight and throwing himself on me, full body hugs, arms around my neck, you know. On me, it's only an upper torso hug. But for him, it's a full body hug, which is just great, because I don't get a lot of hugs. For some reason, I didn't get enough hugs this weekend. I don't know. I wasn't working the PCV connections well enough. We didn't hug enough. But so that was good. And there, I saw a shooting star, and there was like a lightning bug or something. This one random bug just kind of came around and made light. But it was weird. We all pointed to it and stared and said the name, whatever. The name is very difficult and long. And then it was dinner time, and I kind of burnt my fingers on the Oshithima. It was a little bit too hot tonight. I'm kind of afraid I might have blisters or something. Like, it was really hot. But Pandu was sitting between my legs instead of sitting in front of his grandmother, my Meimei. So that was exciting. And so then it was my job to pick up little pieces of Oshin Bobo and put the porridge and put them in front of him so that he could have, like, nice, cool pieces of Oshin Bobo to eat instead of, like, burning his fingers like the rest of us do as we're pulling out this extremely hot Oshin Bobo instead of just waiting for a little bit for it to cool. I don't know. But that's the way that we do it. We don't bring logic into Namibia, as we like to say so much. And then, yeah, I was just kind of chilling, and then they brought out omogongo juice. It's a fruit that grows, we have a big old ongongo tree, and then you husk the fruit or something. You take out, it's like a shell and a skin, and you take off, basically you just have this white kind of fruity flesh, and then you make a juice from it. And then as the days go by, the juice turns more and more alcoholic. The juice is really sweet. I really liked it. A couple days ago, tonight, I took two sips, and I was like, whoa, that's enough for me. That's very strong. And they discussed how I didn't like to eat, to drink the ongongoro juice, because it got too strong. But tomorrow, allegedly, after church, we're going to church, and then we're going to come home, and we're cooking lunch. I'm cooking my own lunch with shrimp and mushrooms and onions. Oh my God, so excited. Yeah, and then apparently I'm going to go and learn how to make this. Amaruru is the other name for it, this amaruru juice. I'm going to learn how to, like, husk the amaruru fruits. So that's exciting. That's my plan for tomorrow. Hopefully I'll also wash some of my clothes. Although, ooh, Jackie and I, we bought the same shirt in Oshikati. But I have a new shirt to add to my wardrobe, which is fantastic. And I'm so excited because it, like, you know, quadruples my wardrobe, because now I can put this shirt with all of my skirts instead of just everything else. So it's exciting because it's not a shirt with a pattern. It's just a plain shirt, but it looks nice, and it'll fly well at school. They'll think I'm dressed up. Yeah, and then now I'm gonna brush my teeth. I might take some Benadryl because I got lots of mosquito bites at Jackie's. Although I'm running low on Benadryl, so I hate to waste it. But yeah, so I'm really tired. I think I'm gonna sleep in late tomorrow. But I guess I'm gonna talk to you guys tomorrow. I'm gonna talk to Mom tomorrow. Ooh, that's exciting. I'm just, sorry, Mom. I'm probably gonna tell you all of this on the phone tomorrow, and then you'll be bored listening to this. But it's okay. You can enjoy reliving the conversations. I'm sure I'll tell it differently tomorrow. Oh, and I bought batteries too. Like, my shortwave radio hasn't been working, and my solar powered battery charger, yeah, does not work once it's shattered, it turns out. So I'm gonna, after I talk to you, I'm gonna call store in Oshikati that sells solar powered battery chargers and solar powered cellular phone chargers or something. It's amazing. And it's only 250 Namibian dollars, which is like not even 30 American dollars. So Yeah, I'm excited about that. So I'm gonna have to call and tell them I want one, and they should really order it for me. And what? That's Namblish there for you again. Yeah, and what? Yeah, so maybe I'll do that because now I have like real batteries that I can't dispose of, because I burn all my trash and you can't really burn batteries. So I guess I'll just throw them down the latrine, maybe? I don't know what to do with the batteries. But yeah, so I'm going to put them in my thing, so I'm going to finally have shortwave radio, which is good because I hear there's been terrible things going on in the United States, and I'm kind of out of the loop. And Peace Corps is calling. He's called each one of us, and has told us that we need to have 8 passport photos. And I guess we're supposed to familiarize ourselves with the police station nearby. I don't know what that means or anything. We're trying to figure out what we could possibly need 8 passport photos for. My idea was that they would get us 4 visas for like 4 possible exit countries, like that we could use, that we could go to if the need arises. Not like Namibia is in any way unsafe, and it's really, yeah, like there's such a lack of anti-Americanism here. I mean, there is some, but people ask me and they're fine. Like if I was in Oshakati, maybe I would be concerned. But I'm not. I'm in my village. It's totally safe here. So the idea that we would have to evacuate to some place is ridiculous. I don't know why we need 8 passport photos, and I sure as heck don't know where I'm going to get 8 passport photos. I see places that have signs for passport photos, but they also have signs for, like, batteries, and they don't sell those either, so I can't imagine they also sell passport photos. So we'll have to pool our resources and figure out how to get a passport photo, I guess. It's ridiculous. All right. So I guess I'm gonna go ahead and head off to bed. Love you all. Have a good night.